Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
This might be a first for us over at the Lopez household on Christmas Day. And I've been saying it all along. You know, we all have kind of similar traditions. You know, we're going to be doing our Christmas dinner. We talked about that earlier. And we generally put a game on with the sound off and play Christmas music. I think a lot of people probably do something very similar to that. I think I'm going to have NBA games on. This is wild. And I've been saying it till I'm blue in the face. The NBA on Christmas Day is just being demolished by the NFL. It will always be demolished by the NFL. And maybe when push comes to shove, I'm still going to choose Dak Prescott versus Josh Johnson or Jared Goff versus Max Brosnan.
Josh Johnson's back. That's awesome.
Or Bo Nix versus Chris Oladokun. Dude, these quarterback matchups, atrocious.
Yeah, they're cheeks.
On the other hand, NBA, Rockets, Lakers, Spurs, Thunder. I don't know. I generally the NFL wins in my house, even though we're all big basketball fans. I might have to put some NBA games on instead of the NFL.
I can see why this year. I've always been of the belief that the NBA should tip off on Christmas Day the entire season.
I don't disagree with that.
Because I just think it's so tough for the NBA to get any traction until football season is starting to wrap up with the NFL and with college football. A quick confession, not my confession, but it's so hard for me to watch sports at all during the holidays.
Oh, sure.
No matter where I am and no matter what my family knows about my background.
We put it on two different TVs with the sound off.
Yeah,
play Christmas.
That's smart.
But you're checking in on them. You
that's
know?
Smart. I almost never get to put the TV on sports on the holidays. And I don't necessarily want to. Thanksgiving, I do.
Yeah.
That's the best part about my girlfriend's dad. Because he played college football back in the day. And he was like, we were watching college football.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right,
yes, sir.
This is great. Now,
yes,
now there's no one to stop me from watching football.
Yeah.
But I could totally see why you would watch the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nice slate of games. And we will see how the Rockets do against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. It's awful quarterbacking and really awful games.
I am happy Josh Johnson, Texans legend, is back, though. Johnson, legend of half the NFL.
Yeah.
I think he played for 14 teams. I could be wrong on that front.
Something like that.
The fact that he's still in the league is really impressive. So that is at least cool. But yeah, then you watch the game and you're like, okay, wait, this is, what, are we running the wing tee here? All right, my confession.
These are my confessions.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm really lucky that I've worked at a couple of places in radio where I have the complete trust, or I at least have complete trust in producers and the people around me.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I forget that a microphone is in front of me and bad things
can
happen. I mean, what did I do today?
Yeah. Well, actually, give us an example.
It's generally me saying something like kind of creepy. Look at that broad right there, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I have never had a moment like this one that happened in the middle of a Philadelphia Flyers radio broadcast featuring broadcaster Tim Saunders, who didn't just know he was still mic'd up with a hot mic moment. He didn't seem to believe it was happening.
Sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. 7 gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network. Pump it up, it up, it up, it up. While you're down there, would you mind me?
Oh, God.
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
All right. Well, he wasn't laughing long.
No, we're not, are we?
The best is he said at the end, no, we're not, are we? He wasn't in belief. And then what do you just go back? Oh, on the forecheck.
So somebody was under the table fixing a wire or something?
Probably.
I think that's what I heard.
That sounds like a very plausible explanation.
Just for context, he didn't say the F word. He said something else.
Yeah.
It was an act.
Yeah, it was an act.
A generous one. Merry Christmas.
And did get suspended for a game. Or two.
I think he got suspended 2 games.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
He got DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Not nearly as much money, but yes.
Anyone who's trying to get into this industry, you got to be careful what you say in front of these. And I say that all the time, and yet I never am.
And yet, I also believe that was, all due respect, that was the producer's fault.
I agree.
That was way too long.
I agree.
That was way too long.
They probably weren't paying attention, probably on their phone or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. But I think that's what I heard. Somebody who had to fix a wire. He's like, hey, why are you down there?
there have been worse hot mic moments that I have experienced that I've been around, whether it was unbearable and cusses that were still heard on the microphone while I was saying, hey, we'll be right back on Bad Radio. Or
all the things I've said, I don't think I've ever had anything. Listeners will correct me, like really bad go over the air. Because I generally, as soon as the mics are off, I start whatever, you know, talking.
That's true.
I keep talking.
at a previous radio station, a hot mic moment led to beef that I believe still exists between people that work.
A grievance?
Said place. This Festivus? This guy's got fair grievances against this other guy.
Colin, you got a confession.
Of course. These are my confessions. Kind of a lame one compared to y'all's, but I'll say this. I got a new windshield for my 2014 Toyota Tacoma for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Shout out my mom and my stepdad for that. But man, I just did not realize how much a new windshield could really just make you see things better.
Oh, like, it's a game changer.
My God, it is a game changer. And because I had this little crack that was right in my line sight, like straight ahead, that I guess in my brain I had to like... Mm-hmm. You know, get it out of my vision. And then there's also this cracks all the way around because of rocks from big rigs. Like, just don't clean off for some reason.
Yeah.
But man, I just never thought it would be that big of a difference.
And it's expensive as hell.
Oh, yeah. No. There was a place that was saying $800.
Yeah.
They're
expensive.
It's okay, though. We found one that was like $300.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, if you need to get a new windshield, go get one. Yeah, because it makes such a big difference.
Just cleaning your windshield makes a big difference sometimes. These are my confessions. I told you guys this before the show. Johnny Manziel deserves no benefit of the doubt. Zero.
None.
We're going to have college football on a Tuesday here coming up.
12:40.
In the next segment. Yeah.
And some Texans tickets soon.
So he missed. Oh, yeah. He missed game day. It's made the rounds really all
right
across,
away
all across the sportscape, and he deserves no benefit of the doubt, zero benefit of the doubt. However, my confession is, and we were talking about it before the show, there's something different about this one. There's something different about him missing, and maybe I'm just wearing maroon colored glasses, which I always try to avoid, and you guys know that if you listen.
He's putting on that Eddie Haskell charm on you.
Yeah. Well, he does have that, but he was partying at the Jake Paul fight. There were Instagram pictures of him with just bottles of liquor everywhere and everything else. And then he missed it. And I'm like, of course he did. You know, he's got an issue. He's got a problem getting to College Station. And it was embarrassing. But then he posted this and he said, there's almost nothing on this earth that would have made me miss that game.
Almost.
I will continue to let everyone run out there with a fake narrative, and at the end of the day, perception always wins over reality. Then there's been some reports or rumors or talk about, you know, he has COVID and all this other. It could be, and he doesn't deserve any benefit of the doubt, but he never would have done this before. If nothing else on Johnny Manziel, he owns that he's a drunk. He owns his demons. He's said, I've made these mistakes. There's something funny about this one.
He says, I'm recovering and feeling about a 3 out of 10. Mm-hmm. So maybe he is trying to imply he is sick. Maybe that sickness is the kind of sickness that you get.
Yeah. Self-inflicted?
Beer before liquor, never sicker. I don't know what there's sayings for other things that perhaps could have been participated in as the night went along.
Yeah.
But to what you said, he deserves no benefit of the doubt. I kind of think this is lame by him to put that out there, even if that is perhaps what it actually happened to what you're saying.
Yeah.
He is pretty honest about it. But I imagine he's pretty embarrassed here. And the reality is, you know, you might be somebody that has fun all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you have fun and there's a couple of mistakes that you make along the way, you're going to be remembered as that person.
It's
no
always going to be the default. People are just assuming he's hungover.
Yeah.
Or he missed a flight.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I thought he was in Miami.
Wherever it was, it wasn't College Station.
Yeah. and they had to get Alex Caruso like, hey.
Yeah.
Last second,
and
but
why
hey,
didn't
come
Alex
on.
Caruso wear a headband? Come on, man. He wore a cap. He should have worn a headband.
A headband would have been pretty funny there. But I understand what Manziel's saying here. I empathize with him a little bit because at times I feel like I am that person in real life.
Yeah.
With some
doesn't
of my
get the benefit
some
of
my mistakes for sure. but do I deserve it after you know still essentially acting like I'm 20 in my 20s at times? Mm-hmm. Probably not. But you know that's life. Mm-hmm. This does feel like excuses being made by Manziel here. I have a confession. These are my confessions. So in case you've not been listening to me for a long time while I've been here in Houston way back in the day at Sports Radio 610 and all that. I'm a master procrastinator, and I'm very open about what I am. I am terrified about my trip that's coming in, I would imagine. Let's take a look at the clock. My trip an hour and 30 minutes from now to go and make sure that I have prime rib.
Oh, Lord. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're kidding me.
Uh-oh.
I saw a post just now.
I just got a text from my daughter.
I saw a post just now, and somebody said, going to HEB, good luck. I might have to go somewhere else.
Look at that text. Read that text from my daughter right there.
The line to just get into the garage at HEB is a block down Shepherd. Oh, boy. Well, I guess
I just got that like not even 10 minutes ago.
I guess I'm walking to the HEB that is right next to my place. Yeah, I might have let this one slip through the cracks.
HEB on December 23rd and 24th,
hell,
to be honest. It is an absolute hellscape.
Have you ever worked at a grocery store?
Not a grocery store, no.
I used to work at a grocery store, and I would get hours generally on winter break and around Christmas time. So I would almost always work Christmas Eve. And, yeah, brutal. The 23rd, not much better.
Yeah. shout out to HEB. We all love it. It's our fault, not yours.
No, it's our fault.
And what do you have to get?
Prime rib. I think the good thing is...
Not popular at Christmas.
But the good thing is it is expensive enough.
Yeah.
To where maybe this year it'll be up there because beef has gotten super expensive this season. Yeah. Not looking forward to the bill on that one. Anyway, those are our lunchtime confessions. Caller 5, 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. You will win a pair of tickets to see the Texans and Colts in the regular season finale at NRG Stadium. It's a ticket. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and it's brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers. Up next, college football on a Tuesday. John, it's your therapy session for what went down with your Aggies. Stick around in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.